So I want to keep people in tuned on the radio, because some of you, unlike us, start your day at 8 o'clock or 7:30 and are wondering why we are concerned about Carlos Estevez. This was what Vern had to say yesterday when we were asking about the World Baseball Classic and players going.
Worse or better afterward. Lugo, Waka, they've been doing it long enough. I could say the same for Carlos Estevez. You know, the thing is with Carlos, like we saw last year in spring training, you know, the velocity's not there at all for Carlos. But at this time last year, that's exactly what was happening. And he, as only he can, kind of laughs it off, and I'll be fine. You know, this is normal. It takes me a while to really get it ramped up. Now, last year he had a back issue. Doesn't seem as if he's dealing with anything right now. But you saw the video of Vinny taking a bridge, and he waves at the ball. Carter Jensen did something similar, and Carlos was waving at the ball. Jack took him oppo, 400 and some odd feet. So he struggles with lefties. And look, if this guy's going to be the closer, I would imagine he's going to be... He needs to be well over 90, right, with that heater. And I don't know if it's there right now, so... You know, we'll see. We'll see. He's got another week here, and if things don't start to turn around for Carlos, I don't know what role he would serve.
So you could go back and say, well, he's also letting know that last year we had the same story, and last year there was a back issue, and this year there's not a back issue, but it's still the, trust me, I'll be fine. I'm the vet. Let me get used to this, and I'll get things back to where they need to be at, 93, 94 miles per hour, but... You know, this year's different. There is a World Baseball Classic that he is going to go participate in and not be at the team's facility in Arizona. So that's why the level of concern is there, because now this is a second year where we have to think, okay, he did it last year. Can he do it again this year? Whereas last year, the resume would say 42 saves. I led the major leagues in saves. Everything will be okay. But again, will it? So that's why I think there's a little bit of concern that we're having that conversation again on February 23rd, as we had yesterday. But
I mean, you listen to Vern's voice too, and the way that he kind of talks about that. He's like, I'm very concerned, very, very concerned with what I heard there. And that wasn't all that he said yesterday too. Then he talked about Urseg, and yeah. He said that guy hasn't been consistent since 24. And so, like, there's no backup plan right now. The thing about closers, guys, very much like the running back position, once those wheels fall off, they're done. And closers have short shelf lives in Major League Baseball. If you could get 3 years out of a closer, I think you've gotten a lot out of a closer. That's usually about a 2 to 3 year window, and then they fall off. And they're not all Mariano Rivera's out there who pitch forever and just dominate, right? That's the exception to the rule. Most of these guys, look at Wade Davis, after 2016, you really didn't hear from Wade Davis much anymore. And so they moved him along. And so it just happens. Guys lose it very fast at that closer position. It's almost like you have to have the next guy ready to go. And I don't know if teams plan that way or how they think or how they determine their roster and their depth with the closer position. But man, if Estevez can't go, if he's not any good, it's a major, major black eye for the Royals.
And this was Vern's response to the possible closer issue.
Yeah. Yeah. He, but that was the case last year. He wasn't 100% until May, and it was a grind early on. And from doing the post-game shows, I understand the fan base wanted Lucas Urseg as the closer for a majority of the season, but Urseg wasn't what he was when he came over in that trade. I still think Estevez is the guy to start the season. To me, Matt Strom has acknowledged that's not necessarily who I am. I like being the fireman. Urseg would be the next guy you would choose, but... I haven't seen that dominant Lucas Urseg since the end of the 2024 season. So right now the Royals are going to trust Carlos. We'll see how the next month plays out. Had last year not played out the way that it did, I think they would be a little bit more concerned within the organization.
So there you go. Josh Vern, your Royals insider here on 96.5 The Fan. Don't forget Bobby Witt Jr., going to sit down with Vern on Vern's Hot Stove Thursday at 6 o'clock here on 96.5 The Fan. You can go to All Things Vern if you ever miss one. Last week was Jack Caglione, and also it was Chris Bubich. And our spring training coverage on 96.5 The Fan is brought to you by Park & Go, the best deal on airport parking. Bob, the floor is yours. Bonehead of the week.
Bob's Boneheads.
You're an idiot. You don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, it's heads? There's an S on there? So there can be more than one.
Well, this week there is only one.
Oh.
And
is it an airport or an airline?
No, it is not. Not yet. This week's young.
True.
It's only Tuesday.
There's been a lot of weather in the area.
Weather. Now, if you are a flyer and you're acting like a jerk at the airport because your flight has been canceled by 36 inches of snow on the East Coast, yeah, you can go.
Kiss my ass.
Calm down, Karen, okay?
Yeah.
Sit back down and realize you ain't getting to Jersey today, okay? It's going to be a minute.
It ain't all about you.
No, it really isn't, but I was watching on the box last night, the Providence News, 36 inches of snow, and at last night they were doing live shots, and there was blacktop already showing. They moved that snow out fast on the East Coast. But my bonehead is Artie Moreno, the Angels owner.
Mm.
And I've never been a huge fan of the way that he runs his operation out in Los Angeles. He's always been concerned more about putting butts in the seats and you know, generating money than he is about winning baseball games. And that proves, based on what he said the other day. This got lost in the Friday news dump and then got lost yesterday in the excitement that was the gold medal championship for our United States hockey team. But Artie Moreno was doing an interview with the Orange County Register and downplayed the importance of fielding a winning baseball team. I'm going to ask you guys this question. I want this text line to weigh in on this as well, because I think everybody has an opinion. Everybody has a take on what this is all about. And this is what he says. The number one thing fans want is affordability. They want affordability. They want safety, and they want a good experience when they come to the ballpark. Okay. Believe it or not, winning is not in their top five. So Artie Moreno, the owner of the Angels, who is not on the same level as fans, obviously, is telling people out loud that winning is not in the top five of things fans want when they go to the ballpark. You're right. It's not in the top five. Probably is the number one thing that fans want. Why do you root for a team? You want to see your team win. Why do you get upset because your team loses? At no point in time did I ever think the number one thing that I wanted at the ballpark was affordability. That's not the first thing that crosses my mind. I know that when I go to a game, it's very expensive, and I'm there, and I'm going to spend the money, and I just know what I'm in for when I go to a game. Safety, I guess you want to feel safe. I don't know that that's on the fans' credo of things that they want at a game. Now, thou shalt provide us thy safety when we go to a baseball game. I don't think fans care much about that. A good experience comes with winning. And so the bonehead of the week goes to the owner of a Major League Baseball team who legitimately said out loud, winning is not in the top five of things that fans care about. Then what do they care about? Why do they root? Why do they buy their jerseys? Why do they have favorite players? Why do we have favorite teams? You wake up every year on March 1st or whenever spring training starts and goes, damn, let's go, let's win. Or when training camp starts in football, let's go, let's win. Every fan wants to win. And for an owner to say that, that's as out of touch as you could potentially be with your fan base, saying winning is not in their top five. I can't believe an owner would ever say something like that. And therein lies the problem, fellas, with Major League Baseball.
Somebody says 3816, the Royals may only win 50 games, but that dollar dog is too good of a deal.
Yeah. The attendance shows that too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Teams win, fans
they
go.
If not for money, that guy would be a loser from the 6-2.
My goodness.
Yeah, that's crazy. I mean, I was going to ask what gives him the confidence to be so boldly stupid, but baseball does.
Well, what gives him the confidence, Mac, is being out of touch of what matters. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, I'm not on the same level. You're not on the same level. We're not on the same level as these billionaires, right? But if you're going to be an owner of a company, and that's what the Angels are, and you're trying to get people to buy your product, I don't know, have a good product, and people will buy that product. And the better you are, the more money that you're going to make, and the better off you're going to be as that business owner. Every one of these owners looks at payroll as an expense. instead of looking at it as a way to go out there and make their team better and put more butts in the seats and field a better operation. Mm-hmm. They look at payroll like it's the devil's juice. I'm not paying for that. Meanwhile, every one of these owners, yeah. Meanwhile, every one of these owners is getting $200 to $210 million every year of free money from the Central Fund, and only 12 of those owners are spending that money or more on their salaries. And so these guys are all pocketing this money and basically running the greatest grift of all time.
I think this guy just has Disneyland confused with what his team is. Like, you can go to Disneyland and get the experience in LA. Right. You can go get the Mickey Mouse, you know, ice cream. You can get the hat. You can take the picture. You can do all that. It doesn't matter if, like, there's an actual event happening. Right. You don't have to go to, like, the bicentennial of Disney World, or you don't have to go when, you know, a celebrity's there. You can just go and experience. Whereas that's what kids do. Kids don't create your revenue. The adults do. So if you want more people to come to your games, you need to give them reason to come to your games, like you had mentioned, which is a winning product.
Winning. Yeah.
People don't go to the games to sit in a seat and go, wow, isn't this nice? Team sucks, but man, it's great to be here, isn't it? It's not worth your time.
Right.
You want to be entertained. Right.
And the Angels lose 7-0.
And the season's over.
Right. Who wants that?
You want it on my porch.
And like, also, people want to be part of something that's fun and good.
Because someone makes a great point to what we're making, is that, like, they take their kid, they pay a little bit more to sit close because they want the opportunity to see Bobby Witt Jr. close, and then maybe also get Bobby Witt Jr. to sign the baseball card. That's a kid's experience. It would not matter if the Royals won 100 games or if they won 50 games. That kid's mindset's not going to change. Here's the reality of it. That kid's not spending any money at your ballpark. The parent is the one that has to do that. And I bet you that parent's not going to go to 60 games to try to get that baseball card signed. If it doesn't happen in one or two games and those seats are $150 a pop, dad ain't paying $300 more than a few times to go try to get that thing happen. You're going to have to figure out other ways to do that, whether that's spring training or whether that may be it. But yeah, you have to have a winning. Winning should be number one.
It should absolutely be number one.
Hope should be like the sixth thing you sell to a team,
but
fan base.
If you're an owner of a professional sports franchise and winning isn't written on the walls of your facility, and you know, even Dick Vermeil, the main thing is the main thing, and you walked into that facility, it was a picture of the Super Bowl trophy. I mean, that was 25 years ago. He was using that 30, 40 years ago when he was coaching the Eagles. The main thing is the main thing. It should always be about winning and always striving to get that championship. Because if you're not working every day to be the best in professional sports or in life, well, what are we doing here, right? Like, what are we seriously doing here if we're not out here trying to win every day? And what kind of message does that send to your team? Oh, Anthony Rendon, he's perfect for Anaheim. Well, winning doesn't matter. I'm not going to play. So, I mean, that's just the way that goes. But, I mean, if you're a Major League Baseball owner or any professional sports owner and winning isn't your ultimate goal and striving to put your organization in the best spot to win a championship every year, then you should probably sell that franchise and you should probably move on and sell it to somebody who's willing to put a winner out there for your fans, because that's all they want. At the end of the day, they're not going to remember the nice hot dog they had. They're going to remember those moments that their teams won championships.
You talked real quick before we go to break about closers and their lifespan. Somebody had mentioned on the text line, it felt like Eric Gagne was a closer forever. It was 3 years.
3 years.
It was 02, 03, 04. In 2000, 2001, he was a starter that failed. In 2002, 2004, he pitched 82 and a third innings all 3 years, 52 saves, 55 saves, 45 saves, 55 cheeseburgers, 55 hot dogs, 55 onion rings, had over 100 strikeouts in all 3 years. After 2004, the most innings pitched Eric Gagne would pitch in the remainder of his six-year career was 52 in one season.
They go down fast, man. That's crazy.
And the steroids wore off. Coming up on the other side, clear all history. I think that's what the move is here on this situation. On 96.5 The Fan, you're home for the Kansas City Chiefs.
That's like horseradish.
This is Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan, brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.